where Lander comes together with a conversation and a cup of Joe. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Myers Gambles, Lander Ace Hardware, the Lander Chamber of Commerce, Teton Therapy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Sage West Healthcare, Palace Pharmacy, Flatstick Bar and Grill. To be a guest or to advertise on the show, email radio at county10.com. And now, it's coffee time. From the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It is 9:30 in the AM, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, and it's the last day of the month, and I can't believe that tomorrow is December. It's flown by. I don't know what happened, but tomorrow is December. You made it through the Thanksgiving holiday, and we're on to the next big one. We've got a lot in store for you today with two amazing guests in studio. We've got Cody Beers from the Wyoming Department of Transportation here to talk about the recent holiday impaired driving enforcement campaign. And first up, we have Ms. Oakley Boycott, the outreach coordinator for the Lander Art Center, and she'll be filling us in on the Lander Art Center's art in the afternoon. Before we go to a quick commercial break, our weather update. It's going to be partly cloudy today. Highs around 55 degrees, west wind up to 19 miles per hour gusting, so it's getting kind of windy tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 40, wind chill values down to 30 degrees, so nothing too chilly, but that wind is going to continue up to 32 miles per hour. That's going to be kind of continuous the rest of the week. Those high winds will most likely continue through tomorrow as well, with an increase in temperature in some areas of the county hitting the mid-60s by Thursday. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Ms. Oakley Boycott from the Lander Art Center.
Ask the Expert in the Lander Biz Show with the Lander Chamber of Commerce. I'm Shireen Herrera, and every weekday at 4 o'clock on KOVE 1330 AM, we get to Ask the Expert and hear from local Lander businesses.
Watch county10.com for the podcast after each episode is complete. The Lander Biz Show, powered by the Lander Chamber of Commerce.
Have you been in the all-new Palace Pharmacy yet? You'll be delighted with the selection on goods throughout the store. Located in the former Pomida building, you'll find a little bit of everything, including clothes, beauty, and health products. Check out the ice cream parlor with specialty flavors and all the favorites. Don't forget Palace Pharmacy has a convenient drive-up window for picking up medications. And take advantage of the back-to-school vitamin program. It's all at Palace Pharmacy, Lander.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Our first guest in studio today, Oakley Boycott, the outreach coordinator from the Lander Art Center. Oakley, how are we doing this morning?
I am fantastic, though a little unnerved that you just reminded me that tomorrow is going to be December 1st.
I'm sorry to unnerve. I'm very unnerving. It's the holidays are upon us. It's happening. December is just wham.
Oh, my gosh.
2022 is about to drop on us as well.
That's very unnerving. I'm definitely still stuck in like the trauma state of 2020. It's still 2020 in my brain. I haven't gotten over it.
I think we all are. I think that 2022 is going to be that harsh realization. Oh, 2021 happened. And we're all going to collectively.
We're like, oh yeah. And I have like, how much have I aged since? Like, oh my gosh.
Like the presidents at the end of their four-year term.
It's so real though. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Comparing and contrasting pictures of ourselves. themselves.
It is terrifying.
Pre-pandemic and, oh my gosh, yeah.
That's a way people can relax from all the stress. Art in the Afternoon at the Lander Art Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I would love to tell you a little bit more about that. So Art in the Afternoon is the Lander Art Center's annual art show. It's going to be this Sunday at the Lander Community Center from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. with a members preview at 9:30, starting at 9:30. So for all of you Lander Art Center members out there, you should be getting event postcards in the mail this week, and that will be like your entrance ticket into the members preview, so you can see see the show before anybody else. So
cool.
All LIC members, keep on the lookout for that, and that will also be the ticket to enter into the raffles for, we have a bunch of different like amazing pieces of art that we'll be raffling off during the show as well. And we will be having a surprise guest visiting Art in the Afternoon. Rumor has it that the Grinch will be showing up to take some pictures. So I was going to say kiddos welcome, but like, who are we kidding? Adults will probably want to hang out with the Grinch as well. So that should be a fun adventure for everybody. I believe that the Lander Art Club will be doing their soup sales again to help fundraise for their trip to, I think, New York for this next year. So they'll be selling some foods, selling some nutritions as well. It's too early, Vince.
I'm still
thrown on the fact that it's almost December tomorrow.
Almost December, but you're going to get your early holiday nutritions
this
Saturday.
Nutritions and arts.
And then is this free to the public?
So it is a requested $2 donation because it is a fundraiser for the Lander Art Center. So we ask that if you would like to donate, please donate, or more if you feel so inclined. And speaking of which, it is Giving Tuesday, and the Lander Art Center does have a Facebook fundraiser going for every dollar donated to any campaign, not just for the Lander Art Center, but for any Facebook fundraising campaign on Giving Tuesday. Facebook, or now it's Meta. Is that what it's called?
I'm going to call it MySpace. Yeah. I'm still that far back.
I love you so much.
That's going to be it.
I'll just download something from Napster while we're at it. Facebook will be matching every dollar donated to any Facebook campaign on Giving Tuesday. So just
that's huge.
That's a huge thing. It's such an amazing thing. And so the Lander Art Center is running a Giving Tuesday fundraiser as well. So,
and I'm sure you guys couldn't do things like Art in the Afternoon if you didn't have these types of generous donations.
No, this goes for, all of our programming, really. It is a community built organization, so like, we can't do it without our community. It will go, not only do these donations go towards putting on events like Art in the Afternoon, but also it goes to our scholarship fund for, you know, kiddos who may not be able to afford to take class. We have a scholarship fund available for people who want to take class but may not be able to afford it. So we have scholarships available. So
that's funds amazing.
And not a lot of people know about that there. So if you want to donate, that is incredibly helpful. Or if you want to take a class but just can't swing it in your budget right now, that is available for the kiddos. So
awesome. And go check out Art in the Afternoon. Once again, what time is that this Saturday?
It's going to be from 10 until 3
At the community center. You can find out how you can donate. You can bring donations. Come check out all the amazing food, all the art, the culture that's going to be there. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I always love hanging out with you, Vince.
I appreciate you so much. I love having you in here. Anytime you want to come in and talk about the art scene, you're more than welcome.
Thank you. All right,
we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have Mr. Cody Beers from YDOT after a quick word from our sponsor.
Your health means everything, and if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy. In the final months of 2021, don't lose your unused Medicare benefits for the year. Make the most of your physical or occupational therapy benefits by contacting the billing experts at Teton Therapy. They can tell you if you qualify for no-cost or low-cost therapy to prevent a fall or address an injury. Call us at 857-7074. That's 857-7074. Or find us at TetonTherapyPC.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Thanks again to Oakley Boycott, the outreach coordinator of the Lander Art Center, who was just here talking about the Art in the Afternoon event this Saturday at the Lander Art Center. That'll be from 10 to 3. Now in studio, we have Mr. Cody Beers from the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Cody, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm great. It's another beautiful day in Fremont County.
I agree with you. You know, some people are off-put a little bit by the grayness. I love it. I'm from Ohio. I feel at home when it's gray outside. Beautiful day.
Well, you're a little gray anyway after the football game, right?
Yeah. Hey, let's. You're coming in hot, huh? All right. That's. I saw a great.
Go blue, right? Go blue.
Oh man, that was a rough loss. They did say all of the Ohio State fans they were leaving. Make sure to put your drive home safe and put your hands on 10-2 like your record.
That's
good.
You know, that's good. That's good driving safety, though.
And that is good driving safety. And that's the perfect segue because you're here today to talk about driving safety of sorts. You guys had a big campaign recently, correct?
Yeah, over Labor Day weekend, we formed the Fremont County DUI Task Force, and unfortunately, the results of that were pretty concerning to everyone involved. We brought in a lot of law enforcement from around the state with the Wyoming Highway Patrol. We had Lander Police Department, Riverton, Shoshone, Fremont County Sheriff, and we had all the local troopers that were involved in getting out and talking to people over Labor Day weekend. And the bad news is that in 858 traffic stops in a three-day period, 20 drunk drivers were arrested. Oof. And an additional 14 people were arrested for use of controlled substances. So that's a big concern because these are people that are out driving around amongst all of us. And
like during Labor Day, during a time when a lot of us are on the road.
Well, and the thing that bothers me the most, Vince, is that we did a lot of pre-publicity. I mean, we said, we're going to be out there looking for you. We're going to be making a lot of traffic stops. I mean, if you had a taillight blown out, we were stopping you. And then you kind of look at what the scenario is if you're law enforcement and you end up writing tickets or arresting people. And unfortunately, that happened. Now, on a positive note, we did have a driver pulled over on the reservation who we didn't know it at the time, but a few minutes after he was stopped, he was going through an overdose of drugs.
Whoa.
And the highway troopers were able to give him Narcan, and he survived. And that doesn't happen very often. I mean, You don't save someone like you do on General Hospital.
No.
In the real world, and
then especially out here, where I mean, it's so desolate in some areas. So for him to be getting pulled over during a planned strike force like this, that is amazing. That it shows you the other side of it. It's not just getting people in the tank. It's not just arresting people. It's saving lives.
Well, ultimately, that's what this whole exercise is about. I mean, we would like people to make better decisions before they go out on the highways. Have a plan if you're planning to go out and have a good time and party it up a little bit. Nobody's against that at all. But you've got to try to get home safely, and you don't want to endanger other people's lives, kill other people, maybe hit a pedestrian, those type of things. So what we ask people to do is have a plan or designate a sober driver. I mean, you know, in my house, and my friends know it, that I'm an old curmudgeon. I'm done by about 8 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to call me, no questions asked, at least until the next day, I'll come and pick you up. That's always been the rule with my wife and our children. Mm-hmm. Call us and we'll come pick you up. We'll get you in bed, and then we'll go get your car tomorrow, and we'll talk about it then. But, you know, that's the main idea here is that, you know, especially with the holidays coming up, Vince, is we want people to be safe.
Right.
And we want people to enjoy their friends and family. And ultimately, you know, when you and I go to work every day, that's probably the most dangerous thing that we're going to do every day is to climb behind the wheel and drive to work.
Yeah.
And then the same thing goes when we drive home at night. So we don't want that extra variable involved where people have to be concerned about every other driver being drunk or under the influence of drugs. So
there's already enough distractions out there.
Yeah, and you know, and people are incredibly distracted in the year 2021 with phones, with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite cartoons. It's a short cartoon, and sorry about that, but people. All have a bubble that they're living in, and they all have concerns in their life. And, you know, it might be a doctor's appointment. It might be life. It might be the job. It might be worries about kids or your parents or your grandparents. Why make it worse with, you know, drugs and alcohol involved? So try to have a plan when you go out over this holiday. And you know, with that being said, the DUI task force, we have a meeting Thursday morning in Riverton as we gear up for the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day task force blitz around Fremont County again. We'll be bringing officers in, and we'll be looking for
warning.
Here's your warning, Peter. Well, and there'll be plenty more, and we'll be doing some advertising on this station and others about that. But, yeah, here's your warning. They're going to be out. They're going to be active. You've got plenty of time to plan. You know, we're sitting, what, about 3.5 weeks out from Christmas and New Year's.
Before we know it.
So let's have a plan and make sure that you get home safely after you've had a great time with your friends and family.
And like you said, no one's trying to say, no, have a good time. Plan ahead. There's enough options out there with the ride shares that are out there. They have those buses that go from town to town sometimes that provide designated drivers for the people. Like you said, plan ahead.
You know, and at some point it's going to get cold. And so if you decide to leave the bar and walk home, you can also be arrested for that. So try to get a ride. Mm-hmm. Try to be safe. You know, do it as a favor for your friends and family, because drunk driving is inherently a selfish act. You know, you're only thinking about yourself. You're trying to, you know, depending if you're thinking clearly or not, you're just trying to get home. But if you think about others and you think about the people who care about you, you're going to find that safe ride home. And I can't say it enough. Just don't drink and drive ever. It's one time is one time too many.
You're going to think it's an inconvenience to have to make a call to have someone pick you up, but it's way more inconvenient to spend the weekend in the drunk tank or having to go through the legal system just because you didn't get a ride.
Well, and the average price, inflation's hitting that too. But we just received from some updated figures. The average DUI costs about $15,000.
Oh, man.
I know you'll lose your license. You're probably going to lose your vehicle insurance, and then you're going to have to go buy high-risk insurance. You know, if you're in a crash, you know, you're going to lose your car. You'll probably lose your car for a while anyway. You could lose your job. The embarrassment of a DUI is big. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wants to walk into the radio studio for your time as the jock, and they go, oh, that guy got a DUI, huh?
They would know. Small town, too.
Of course they would. And immediately you've got that stigma of having a problem, even though maybe you just made one mistake one night.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make that mistake.
Avoid it.
And get a safe ride. Exactly. And I mean, it's really common sense. Don't allow somebody to own your wallet, own your income. having to try to depend on somebody for a ride if you crash your vehicle.
Owning your livelihood at that point.
And, you know, I don't like lawyers. I've got lawyers who are friends, but I don't want to hire them to represent me in a case where I was doing something wrong. And ultimately, it's about saving your own life and the lives of others. So, you know, buckle up, drive safely, make good choices over the holiday, and remember, the Fremont County DUI Task Force is going to be out there looking for you on New Year's Eve and through that long weekend.
You heard it here, folks. Once again, that's your official one of the many official warnings that's going to be coming your way about the task force. Cody, was there anything else that you wanted to tell the folks before you get out of here?
Well, we just finished the big streets project in Lander.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of contractors were involved. There was a lot of money spent in this community. You know, you got a new paved road right out here in front of the station. And we just want to say thank you to all the residents of Lander, the business owners, the property owners. There was a lot of patience shown by the community during this project, which started in March and just finished up in November. And we appreciate everybody's understanding, because I think you can see the finished product now. It's a vast improvement on what Lander's Main Street was. You know, that old concrete, which was clear back, that project was built back in the early 1980s. And so we were able to get in and do some work on the concrete. We did work on the ADA corners. We replaced some broken curb gutter and sidewalk. And then we did the paving on each end of town. So, again, we just want to say thank you to everyone in Lander. Happy holidays. And we're going to stay out of your hair in 2022. We do have some projects around Lander and on the Wind River Reservation, but we're going to stay out of the urban area, and, you know, we're going to let people do what they do without having to deal with YDOT and contractors next year. So thanks to everyone for their support in this project. We appreciate everyone at the City of Lander who helped this project along. I know that the contractor did some city streets, too, while they were here. We did some paving out north of Lander, from about Blue Sky Highway through Fort Washakie, and everybody was great to work with. And you know, construction's kind of a dirty, ugly business.
You never know how it's gonna go.
We don't. And but I can tell you that Lander people were awesome to work with. You know, we had a couple complaints, and we tried to rectify those.
You do what you can.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it's an ugly process, but the finished product, I think people can be proud of. And
it looks amazing, too. So, I mean, just aesthetically, you can tell this is a very freshly done. It's nice to look at.
But anyway, thank you guys. And, you know, if you've got any questions about projects, always feel free to call me. Cody Beers, my number is 307-431-1803. And we're available, and you know, we will try to sort through the transportation questions. Sometimes it involves a reservation road or a county road, but I can help direct you to the right people to work with if it's not a YDOT issue. So remember, buckle up and drive safely. And that seatbelt use is really important, Vince. And, you know, we had a fatality this week down around Casper where four young passengers, all under the age of five, were all buckled in, and they were all safe. But for whatever reason, the driver was not buckled, and the driver died. And I'm assuming it was a family friend or family member. That's just sad because, man, you do everything right except take care of yourself.
Right, right.
So remember to buckle that seatbelt, and let's enjoy the holidays safely.
We appreciate that advice, and we appreciate, once again, all the work that you guys did here in Lander as well. Thanks again for providing safe streets out there with everything that you did with the DUI Task Force back in Labor Day, saving that guy's life. That's huge. Cody, thanks for coming in today. We really,
hey,
thanks having you.
Thanks, Vince. Have a great week.
You as well. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected's Coffee Time. We appreciate all of our listeners and our guests today, Ms. Oakley Boycott from the Lander Art Center. Don't forget to check out Art in the Afternoon this Saturday. That'll be coming up before you know it. That'll be at 10 a.m. And please bring some donations. It all goes to a good cause. Thanks to Cody Beers from the Wyoming Department of Transportation. And as he said, please be safe, plan ahead, buckle up, get some designated drivers for the holiday weekends. It's not worth it to spend the holidays in the jail cell. Thanks again to our sponsors as well, the Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, and Impact 307. We will be back at it tomorrow. We'll be finally airing our interview with Betsy Richardson and Carol Tipton from the PEO. These poor gals have been so patient. We had them on the show a couple weeks ago, and then we had some technical difficulties and couldn't air their interview, but we finally have it all sorted out, so you have that to look forward to tomorrow as well. Thanks again, and we will see you at the same time tomorrow.